Welcome to the No Time to Dine, Just Add Wine podcast. My name is Alex Peach. Throughout this podcast, I'll be joining women who are enjoying wine and snacks and see what they think goes best together. I won't overanalyze their choices, but together we may make a few observations. I'm just looking for initial reactions, thoughts, and simply what tastes good together. And then maybe we can talk a bit about why. Whenever I go into the LCBO, and if you're not from Ontario, that's the liquor store, I always feel a bit intimidated by all the different wines. I feel as though wine is for the more knowledgeable and sophisticated person. So I usually walk right past and head for the imported beer section, where I feel very comfortable. But if I need to bring wine to a get-together or a family dinner, I'll see what the LCBO is promoting. Or I will assume that price equals quality and make a decision that way. Not really a thought-out process. But before we start, I really need to take a minute to demystify what is at the heart of all wines. The grape. Why do I find grapes so confusing? They're only fruits, after all. And I think because there's so many different exotic sounding names and varieties, it sounds like they belong into the category of the sophisticated. But they are not. They are just grapes. There are hundreds of varieties of apples, and I love apples. And never once in my life have I felt like I couldn't understand the humble apple. And I've never worried about which apples to eat or which apples to use when I'm baking. So I will briefly tackle the grape. There are six main categories of grapes. So far, so good. The three main white varieties of grapes are Sauvignon Blanc. That's an easy one because it even has the word blanc in it to let you know that it is a white grape, Riesling, and Chardonnay. So the three whites, Sauvignon Blanc, Riesling, and Chardonnay. And the three main varieties of red grapes are Pinot Noir, another easy one with the word noir in it to tell us that it's dark or black, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon. So the three main reds are Pinot Noir, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon. And within these very intimidating red and white categories, there are smells associated with each kind. Smells for white wine include fruit, imagine that, bake shop, mineral, chemical, barnyard, floral, and vegetable. Nothing too complicated. Smells for red wine include fruit, so challenging, coffee shop, garden, floral, earth, and tobacco shop. Reviewing these smells, I feel as though nostalgia probably plays a large part in the enjoyment of wine. After all, who doesn't like the memory of a bake shop or the smell of fresh coffee? And within smells, there are aroma and flavor categories, but we'll save that for another day. Enough about grapes. And just because we're drinking wine doesn't mean that we have to eat expensive foods. There's fun wine to go with anything that you've got in the house. Using six quick snacks or meals, we'll figure out which wine makes even nachos taste better, if that's even possible. We'll explore four wine growing regions: Old World, France, Italy, Germany, New World, Australia, and New Zealand. Places we'd probably want to visit anyway, just to see what it's like. Before starting this podcast, I went to my fridge and cupboard to see what kinds of food I pretty much always have to decide which foods to partner with a wine. One, nachos. I always have nachos. Number two, Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar chips, and I'm very loyal to Miss Vicky's chips. Number three, pita and hummus. Usually I have classic and roasted red pepper. Number four, cheese and crackers. Some combination of brie, marble cheddar, and cream cheese with rice crackers or wheat thins. Number five, I always have German salami or any other kind of hard salami, usually from Costco. And finally, number six, pasta and tomato sauce. I'm pretty much guaranteed to have all of these items in my house at any given time. So at the end of the day or at the end of the week, you simply want to relax and are too tired to think about how to make the food in the fridge or cupboard taste good? Tune in and we'll see what your girlfriends think about the food and wine. Keep it a fun and light. Cheers.